Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KE8LAX, KE8LAX, from NAWRO. Nothing heard, NAWRO clear. KE8LAX, KE8LAX from NAWRO. Nothing heard, NAWRO clear.
KE8FCX, KE8RBB.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Say two gex.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected.
November 6, Mike Tango. November 6, Mike Tango. Standing by.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
CQ, November 6, Mike Tango. November 6, Mike Tango calling. CQ, anybody anywhere?
Get on the right frequency, I'll be okay. W8YRC, Mike Tango. Go ahead.
Station responding, 6, Mike Tango. Say again.
Yeah, this is WYRC anyway, just letting you know that somebody's out here.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. Just finished putting the antenna on. truck in the rain here and just wondered if it was, and apparently so. Nice clear audio on you, too.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
So where's the special weather statement?
You can see the special weather statement on the Macomb ARCSC website, AEAWUO.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network.
KF8 FKZ, were you calling on 38? This is KF8 BSC in the mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network.
CV, mobile and monitoring. East Dallas.
Yeah.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network.
Whiskey 8, Lima Lima, calling all CQs, calling all CQs. Whiskey 8, Lima Lima.
What'd you say your call was?
8800. Connected to CMN Network.
Whiskey 8 Lima Lima. Whiskey 8 Lima Lima, calling all CQs, calling all CQs.
High or something?
Gotta be the crack.
I know, right?
That's what I'm banking on. I keep hearing something. Sounds like a GMRS call. KEP8OOE. They get a patch over their eye, God only knows. They think they're not going to get tracked down. Oh, well. B8OOE.
You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Whiskey 8-0, Lima Lima, calling all CQs, calling all CQs. Anybody got me out there? CTDX, CTDX, Whiskey 8-0, Lima Lima.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
K-E-8-W-U-O. This is K-F-8-F-T-F. Scott. Copy.
This is K-E-8-W-U-O. Go ahead.
Yeah, John, this is David. Well, I got I found my grid square. I got that plugged in. I don't know what this Windley Express registration key might be or where I might be finding.
Good question. I found mine in my other app. You might have to register on the Winlink web page, and then they'll send you a registration key that you can put in there. It also might be for a paid account that you only get if you pay. I forget at the moment, but I can look it up real quick. I don't think you need it right away, because I do think it is for have a paid account. And you don't have to pay, but I think it's like $70 and you get some weird benefits. I forget what they are. But it's kind of like a non-profit organization where, you know, they put their stuff out there for free and you can donate if you want. I'll verify real quick.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
KEAWUO, WABTD. That's $24 per call sign, and it's not necessary. It's fully functional without having to pay that fee, and you do not need the key. As far as I believe, you don't need the key.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I don't think you need the key. I agree with Brian. I think that is just if you want to have, you know, donate and get a paid account. I think the $70 thing was what I paid for Vera AC as a donation. So they're probably unrelated. But, yeah, it sounds like it might be $24. So you can use your discretion there. But I think for tonight's example, you could probably might as well try to skip it and send the email over Winlink if you're able to get that far.
Okay, this KFAFTS. I just went ahead while you were talking. I clicked update and it says an email has been sent, that the password has been sent open to my email. So I'll run over there and see, and then I'm gonna have to go clear out here for an internet. But let me just try to get this done. Okay, thank you for your help. KEAWUO, KFAFTS. And give it one more little try here.
Yeah, $24 is voluntary, and it removes the nag screen when you boot up the software. That's all. That's what it says. WABPD, standing by.
All right, very good. KEAWUO, I will be standing by as well.
KEAWUO, this is KFAFTS.
This is KEAWUO. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for coming back, John. It says a window popped up that my call sign has been registered with the Winlink system. And there's one more step to complete the registration process. You must make a connection to one of the Winlink system servers. And parenthetically, it says CMS. I can do this using any connection protocol to the telnet.
So, what do I do now? All right. So, I'm thinking you're looking at the Winlink Express application, and hopefully in the top right corner you see some bold text that says open session. And then next to that is a drop-down that says Telnet Winlink. Can you confirm?
Yeah, Roger. I see the Telnet Winlink. So on a drop-down box here, there's, there's got this packet radio. There's all kinds of stuff.
Okay, yep, very good. You're in the right spot. So we'll pick Telnet, and just so you know, Telnet is just using the regular internet. And then a lot of those other ones, like Vera HF, is using Vera as a modem, and it works over. And then we also will use packet. But we'll save that for another day. So what you should do is choose Telnet Winlink, and then choose open session, the bold text to the left of that.
Okay, WKAFTS. Yes, I got a telnet wind link session has opened, and there's another window. It says it's ready, and there's just a bold, a bunch of, there's exit settings, start, stop, all that, and start is in bold. So it claims to be ready.
All right, very good. So go ahead and hit that start button. And when you do that, you should see it say connecting to a CMS and a bunch of information. And then towards the bottom, it'll say messages sent zero, messages received zero, most likely. But you might have a message received. But that is how you check for and send messages. Just do that same thing over Telnet every time. If you're using RF, like the radio, to do it, then you would, instead of Telnet, you would pick the other mode. But we'll get into that another day. So hopefully you've been able to start and maybe download a welcome message. Can you confirm?
I did click start, and like you said, a whole bunch of information opened up that's connecting to a CMS, and it does have connected to CMS SSL. I don't see anything I can open on this particular window.
Yeah, towards the bottom of that message, it might say, like, messages received and messages sent. But basically nothing really shows up in that window. That's just kind of the connection that's made. So you can close that now, and then you go back to the main WinLink application. And if you have any messages, you should see like a little paperclip, and, well, maybe not a paperclip, but you should see a message maybe, the date and time, message ID, you know, the source, the sender, the recipient, subject. But if you don't see anything like that, then no worries. I do believe it works.
Well, I do see the bug icons for, you know, reply all and acknowledge receipt and all that. And there is one that says new message.
I sent one to him too, John.
Okay, well, very good. So it sounds like Tim has sent you an email. So if you were to go back to open session and Telnet and hit start again, you might download more messages if you don't see one in there from Tim, N-A-W-R-O. So let me know if you're seeing any messages. And if you do see a message, it might be like in green font. If you double-click on that, it should open up the actual email, and then you could kind of get a look at it from there.
Yes, I do see a message has come in from Tim, and I'm just looking to... there it is. Thank you, Tim, for the welcome. I appreciate that. And then, but I would just go up to the top and hit reply and send something back. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. Although there is an extra step on WinLink than you might be used to. You can go up, hit reply, compose your message, and hit send, but it will be in your outbox. And so pay attention on that left-hand side. It'll show outbox 0. But when you send that email to Tim, it'll say outbox 1. And then in order to actually get it out of your outbox, you have to go back to that open session at the top right and then click start, and then it will connect to that CMS gateway. And then, you know, you should see, like, message sent 1. And then that outbox will go back to 0, and then your sent items will show 1. So it's a little different than the normal email. You can't just hit send. You actually have to open the session where you direct WinLink where you want the email to go. So that's kind of the big difference there. But yeah, go ahead and do that if you want, and let me know how that goes.
AWOKFAFGS here. Where's the send button? I got it in the up box. How do I get it sent?
All right. I got one in the up box too, so we'll do this together. Click in the upper right-hand corner. You can create another session. Because like any time that you send data with WinLink, you basically have to tell it, I want you to send the data using this method. And so we're going to use Telnet again. So you just go over, make sure Telnet is still selected, and then click Open Session. And then that box comes up again. And then just go ahead and hit Start. And it'll go through and tell you if you have any new messages, which I do have one from Tim. And it will send your other one. So at the very bottom of that, you know, you'll see disconnected. And then one above that, you should see messages received. And if you receive the message, it'll show one or more. And if a message was sent, you'll see messages sent one. So hopefully you see at least messages sent one.
Roger that. Messages sent. One.
Very good. So you can close that window if you haven't already, because you're pretty much done sending that now. So now your outbox should show zero, and your sent mail or sent items should show one. Now, if you want to get into tonight's topic on the bar right underneath your call sign in the upper left, there's a white box that looks like a page with a corner pulled maybe. And if you hover your mouse over it, it should say new message. So if you find that, go ahead and click on that and let me know where you're at.
Okay, the window popped up. Open to start a new message. I did the same thing to respond, you know, to respond to Tim, and it reflects. So this one I had a new message box opened up, so I just need where to send it.
So it would be MICH-50EOC. It's on our website, too. It's under the NetLog page, just in case you want to confirm that you got that right. But before you send the message, you can definitely put that call sign in there. You could put under the CC, you could put my call sign, K-E-8-W-U-O, and then let me know if you got that far.
KF8FCS. Yeah, I got that far in years. I got the MIX-50 Echo Oscar Charlie. So now what subject would I use, or just drill or something of that nature?
You shouldn't have to fill out the subject line because the next step will do that for you. So up at the top, you'll see an option for select template. Go ahead and click on that. And you should have a highlighted list that says standard forms. And if you double-click on that, it should expand. And then underneath that is a whole bunch of forms. But I would send you to general forms. And underneath there is a field situation report. And if you double-click on that, you should open up your web browser and let me know if you've gotten that far.
Okay, I have the form opened up. It looks like a fillable PDF. Over.
currently connected to CMN Network.
All right, so very good. I think we can probably ignore the one that we started, and I think that everything that we'll need to do is right here on this forum. So you, for the two, you would type in that MICH-50 Echo Oscar Charlie again, so MICH-50 EOC, and then in the info/carbon copy field, KEAWUO, and then the rest of it is sort of self-explanatory. If you have any questions, like what is a POTS landline, I have a real good description of what all that is on the website, so feel free to check that out. But I can tell you that's plain old telephone service. So if you have a hard line phone in your house, that's what it's asking. And so, yeah, I don't know, just go through that form, fill out as much as you can. You don't have to be, you know, you can make it seem like the world is ending, you know, you just for testing. And then go ahead and hit submit, and then we'll go from there.
Roger that. Well, thank you, KEAWO. I appreciate that. And then I could add any number of call signs, probably comma separated, include whoever needs to be included in other situations. Is that it, Roger?
That is mostly a Roger. I copied all, but use a semicolon, not a comma, to separate. If you look in the green text underneath the info CC column, you'll see that you know, call signs or emails entered into the to or info fields above can be multiple separated by a semicolon. If you use a comma, I don't think it'll work too well. But if you use a semicolon, you dot over the comma, then you should get the result you're after.
Oh, Roger that. I'm going to enlarge this page. These eyes don't see as well as they might. So, and it's getting late. So I'm probably going to finish this up tomorrow. I do appreciate all of your efforts there to help me out here tonight, John. And Tim, I definitely appreciate you hanging out and listening for a few minutes. Get me squared away. Thanks for sending that email. And I'll probably need help to do the next one. But then I'm just assuming that there's a way that I can copy this and attach it or attach this file to that message, correct?
I think just at the bottom you just hit submit. I haven't submitted one yet, but I'm going to do mine. But I think when you hit submit, it will just send it as its own isolated thing, and it'll post to the outbox, and then you'll have to, you know, do the telnet connection and hit start, and then it will send it. And the other thing that we started to do, I think I sent you down the wrong road. You didn't probably need to do that, where we were starting to compose a separate email. The template is its own thing. It will get sent all by itself. And so the email that we were starting to compose would probably just be a standard email. So the process was supposed to be, you know, click a new message and then fill out the template and then send that. And I think that would be what we need to do. But hopefully that answers your questions. We'll see. You know, we'll see what it does when we fill these out. But I think it'll be clear.
All right. Thank you, John. KEAWO, and thank you, Tim. NEWRO. This is KFAFGS. I'm going to finish this one up. Hit send. I'm going to shut it down. It's past my bedtime. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Well, very good. I'll be here if you need me. KEAWUO. I'll be clear but monitoring. 73.
WRO, I will be clear as well. Y'all have a good one. Probably talk tomorrow. NAWRO clear.
KFA-FTS, we're clear. KF-8-FGS, I've received your field situation report. Well done, sir. Thank you.
We're going off to Q's going on.
Connected to CMN Network.